USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An appeals court has ruled that the Biden administration can't use race and sex as factors when distributing coronavirus relief funds. In a 2-1 ruling, the 3-judge panel of the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals said that the Small Business Administration was violating the Constitution's Equal Protection Clause by giving priority to minority and female-owned restaurants seeking coronavirus relief funds. The Justice Department declining to comment on the ruling or whether it would appeal to the Supreme Court. Businesses across the country rehiring as the nation reopens from a year-long pandemic. Payroll processor ADP reporting 978,000 jobs were added in May. That blows away Wall Street expectations of 680,000 and is the largest increase since June of last year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Recently, Facebook announced its ban on former President Trump, but promised to review the ban in 6 months. Now, Newsmax wants to know if you think Trump should be back on Facebook. Vote in Newsmax's national poll and let us know your opinion. Just text the word North to 39747. That's North to 39747. It takes just seconds. Make your voice heard. We'll share poll results with the 30 million people who watch Newsmax TV. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. It's already the fourth largest cable news channel in America, with great recent guests like Donald Trump, Mike Huckabee, Franklin Graham, John Voight, Alan Dershowitz, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Mike Pompeo, and so many more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. So vote now in the Newsmax poll on Facebook's Trump ban. Just text North to 39747. Let Newsmax and America know your opinion.
Israel's longest-serving prime minister may soon be replaced. Opposition parties in Israel announcing they've reached a deal to form a new government, which will sideline Benjamin Netanyahu after 12 years in power. He's expected to be replaced by the more conservative former defense minister, Naftali Bennett. Tennis phenom Naomi Osaka's decision to withdraw from the French Open over mental health concerns has some of the biggest names in sports weighing in. Olympic swimmer Michael Phelps, himself no stranger to mental health struggles, tells CNN he's proud of Osaka.
I was ecstatic to see how everything came across, but I was also very saddened to see how much backlash there was. You know, this is a human being that's sharing her feelings and emotions, I'm sure it was challenging for her to do.
In announcing her decision this week, the 23-year-old Osaka revealed she's been battling depression since 2018. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A trove of 2020 emails from top epidemiologist Anthony Fauci have been released to the public. The emails detail Fauci's skepticism about masks protecting healthy people from COVID-19 and how he discounted the notion that the coronavirus escaped from a lab in China. President Trump's former chief of staff, Mark Meadows, tells Fox News the House and Senate need to act regarding these emails that were released.
Well, I can tell you that what needs to happen is Ranking Member Jordan and his Senate counterparts need to have another hearing where they actually bring back in Dr. Fauci to look at some of these key questions. Part of the troubling thing that we're seeing with these emails that are coming out is not only do they seem to correspond with what President Trump said and what Secretary Pompeo said in terms of the origins of the virus, but it indicates that Dr. Fauci had knowledge or at least a suspicion of things not happening in an evolutionary manner very early on, and he didn't share that with the task force.
Despite a sharp increase in the price of gasoline, the Biden administration announced that they've suspended all oil and gas leases in Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. Alaska's Republican Governor Mike Dunleavy denouncing the administration's action by saying each action they take demonstrates a failure to comprehend the worldwide demand for oil and gas. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.